He was saying, we're not here to help you discern to be on net or not. We're here to help you discern what is God's call for your life. And I just remember thinking, in other words, oh, shoot. just really kind of like, dang it. I was hoping this was going to be it. And so that entire retreat, it was a good retreat, good kind of like encounter with our Lord. Not an emotional experience, but just more a deep kind of encounter. And but I just wasn't at peace. I was like, no, that's not it. That's not it. And just on my way back from the retreat, this girl and I rode back together, back to where she was living. And I was, she's from a big family. So her parents had a guest house that I could stay in too, because it was late at night. And I just remember, to keep each other awake, we were just talking about the fruits of the retreat. And I just remember saying, man, I want to be happy. I want to do stuff with the medical field, but I feel like God's calling me a priest, but I want to be happy. And this young woman who is far holier than I was and still is, was like, Nick, if you do what God is calling you to do, you will be happy. And so I just remember sitting back going, okay, well, and I just had to sit on that for a couple days, just like reflection on it and praying about it.
AM 820 is a family of radio listeners.
Together, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is bringing the Word of God to people all over Ohio.
By joining together as donors, businesses, and sustaining members, we keep St. Gabriel Radio thriving.
In the spirit of community, we invite you to stop by the station during our Spirit Drive this week.
Recharge your body and soul with food, fellowship, and prayer.
So take a break. Stop by the St. Gabriel Radio's newly renovated studio at Henderson Road and Winterset Drive.
As you enter the studio, you'll be greeted by a statue of the Divine Child Jesus, donated by the Jubilee Museum.
You can see the Mother Angelica meeting room, pray in our simple, beautiful chapel, and take a picture with St. Mother Teresa.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is your local Catholic radio station, so visit our studio this week. Let's celebrate faith in Central Ohio.
See you soon!
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, taking the helm now for the next couple of hours. I'm the host of Answering the Call here on this great station, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And, you know, it's our twice-a-year effort. We're here in the spring, even though it didn't feel like the spring when I was driving in today, but it is the spring, and we're here for the Spring Spirit Drive to ask your prayers, to ask your financial support for the station so you can continue hearing great programs on Catholic Radio like Catholic Answers Live and Open Line and Catholic Connection and all our local programs, which are awesome, like the Seminarians and Dominican Dimensions Encounter, Treasures of the Faith. And yes, Answering the Call. I'm going to plug my own show because the priests on my show are awesome and they have great stories. And so we love having them showcased on the program as well. And, you know, we're in the season of almsgiving. It's Lent. It's a great time to share our blessings with others by supporting Catholic Radio. And you can do that today by calling 614-459-4820 or going online at St. GabrielRadio.com. And you know, the Lord, he gives us inheritance, our lives, our very lives. So how are we using those lives? How are we using our time, our talent, and our treasure to spread the good news of Jesus Christ? And we can do it through Catholic Radio by supporting the station today, 614-459-4820. I have a couple of guests with me, pretty exciting. And first of all, I want to introduce my in-studio guest, and that is Deacon Chris Campbell. He is over at Immaculate Conception Parish, and he's the principal at Bishop Watterson High School.
That's correct.
He is joining us in the flesh today, here for a great hour, and we always love our clergy to start our hour with prayer.
Absolutely. Well, let's begin in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings that you've given us. We thank you for the blessing of St. Gabriel Radio and the evangelization tool that it is. Lord, we pray for all who are listening that they will draw closer in their relationship with Jesus Christ, especially during this Lenten season, that all of us draw closer in our relationship with the Lord. And we make this prayer as we do all things in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. You know, we always like to start a prayer off because that's what we're here for. We're here to glorify the Lord. We're here to remember that it's all about Him. It's not about us. But it does take a lot of hands to carry out this work and to give Jesus Christ a voice, as Father Stosh said so eloquently in the last hour. You know, this is where Jesus Christ can speak to us through His Gospels and, you know, through the teaching magisterium of the Church. And let me set up a little bit of the goals we have, because every hour of the Spiritual Drive starts brand new. We have new goals. And so this goal for this 10 o'clock hour on this Thursday is a total of 14 gifts of any size, but we're looking for 7 new sustaining members. And remember, sustaining members are that $20 or more a month, and that really is an important part of the donation for this program. We're also looking for 1 leadership gift for $1,000 a month, or a new business member for $50 a month, and you get those mentions throughout the year. So, here's a really cool news. If we hit our goal this hour, Deacon Campbell, if we get all 14 gifts, 7 sustaining members, and either a leadership gift or a business member, we will get an extra $1,000.
That is awesome.
That is awesome. And we want that. We, you know, don't throw away free money. So we have someone pledging $1,000. They're challenging us if we can hit our goal, 614-459-4820. We have another special guest who is actually calling us on the phone today. So this is really fun. This is really like live national radio. You know, we got the in studio guests. We got the on phone guests. So it's all good. We have Father Kessler joining us on the line. I know he's a Catholic radio listener, supporter, and he is so enthused. He couldn't be here in person, but he wanted to express his support of Catholic Radio by calling in today. Are you there, Father Kessler?
I am. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, welcome, welcome, and thank you for joining us through the telephone this morning.
Well, you're very welcome. I'm glad to be here.
So tell us why you're calling in during the Spirit Drive. What's so important that you're going to take time out of your busy day to chat with us?
Well, you know, the network that that St. Gabriel is most associated with is, of course, Eternal Word Television Network, and it's radio, but it's about the Eternal Word, and it strikes me that there is no better medium for making this evangelization, for talking it through, for catechizing as well as preaching, than listening to a word. There's a whole lot that can happen when people come to church, see what we do, when they're greeted by friendly parishioners, when they see beautiful liturgy or beautiful hear beautiful music at Mass, but there's simply a communication by the Word. It's the Word that became flesh, and it's the Word appearing whom we make contact. Our God makes contact with us, and that's why I think that it's such a medium with such potential, and I think St. Gabriel is really doing the job on that score.
I totally agree with you, Father. So what can you say to our listeners to encourage them to pick up that phone and call 614-459-4820 this morning?
Well, I think that I can simply say that it is indispensable that that good Catholic radio be supported. And it's not an institution of the bishop or of the diocesan offices or such things. It is it's an initiative of lay people in close contact with the bishop, in close contact with the life of the church, and it's been thriving for quite a few years. It's getting to be now, but it needs the support, and that's why I'm a sustaining member. I don't think that would run the radio just with my membership every month. I think that that's something that Catholics who are serious about passing on the faith just need to be involved with.
Absolutely. You know, Father, really, really are blessed by your presence this morning, your prayers for us. We know prayers are what keeps the station going, and you're such an inspiration to other priests out there that you're supporting this so visibly to all of us. And we thank you for joining us this morning. We thank you for being a sustaining member here at St. Gabriel and just for all the good work you do in bringing Christ to the world.
Well, thank you. That's kind of you to say. I it's kind of fun to do too. It's kind of
It's fun to work for Jesus Christ in the church. It is. It's absolutely fun.
There are days when various meetings or various paperwork have me pulling my hair off. But when it comes to talking about the faith and hearing about it, it's a joy that just doesn't go away.
And we can keep that joy going by making your support, your pledge today, 614-459-4820. God bless you. We're going to let you go, Father Kessler. We've got more people coming in the studio, and we're going to proceed on to the next thing. But thanks again for checking in with us, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right. God bless. Take care. That was Father Kessler joining us by phone. Also now in the studio, I want to introduce my angel, who's going to be accompanying me for the next 3 hours. Just met her. She's adorable. Her name is Lori Hamami. Did I do that? Hamami. Okay, I'm going to be learning that for 3 hours. Hamami. And she is an intern, actually, at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. She's here. So just say hi and give a quick introduction of yourself. You're a senior now and...
Yeah, I'm actually graduating in May, which is super, super
Woo!
Exciting. I get to be a real adult or a big girl, I'd like to say.
And you're studying something in this whole area of
communications? I sure am. I'm studying journalism. And
is that awesome?
Working with this radio station has been so inspiring. And this is actually my first spirit drive. And I got to tell you, the energy in this building is infectious.
It is infectious. Well, I love this because Lori represents, first of all, the future of the church, the new generations coming up. And they're going to be taking the helm in Catholic media, which is very exciting to me. Because most of us old timers like me, we kind of fell into it and, you know, kind of like thrown in the pool, you learn how to swim. And we kind of learned how to swim. But these people are being trained professionally, and they're going to come and they're going to be running these shows. They're going to be running these stations. They're going to be doing this work in the future. And I, for one, am excited. So what do you have to tell us, Lori?
Well, I have to tell you that we got a call from Mary from St. John Newman with a wonderful donation in honor of her daughter, Veronica, and her first communion.
Oh, great. Awesome. Great cause.
So if you support girls like Veronica and girls like me who are going to be leading the Catholic Church in the future, please join in our mission, support evangelization, and call 614-459-4820 or go to stgabrielradio.com.
That's a great point. So Lori brings up a great point. We can support our students. Maybe you got a student who's graduating this year and getting ready to enter the real world and be a presence to Christ in the world. Great cause to support. 614-459-4820. Make a donation in that person's name and we'll announce that on air. Or as Lori mentioned, a lot of people making holy communions, first reconciliations, confirmations, all kinds of spring sacraments coming up, right, Deacon Campbell?
That's right.
A great cause. And also, since I have Deacon Campbell sitting across from me, if you are a member of Immaculate Conception Parish or you have a student at Bishop Watterson,
we'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you.
And, you know, Deacon, there's a lot of ways to give. We can give any, you know, one-time gifts, any amount. You could be a sustaining member for $20 or more a year. That's really $240, you know, a year. That's like a utility bill. It's really not that much. You can be a business underwriter for $50 a month. That gives you 100 times a year. There it is, $50 a month, 100 times a year. You know, I just got off giving a parish mission, and I have been like running at top speed here. Or a leadership gift, you know, $1,000 or more. That can be used as one of those matching gifts. And again, we've got this exciting offer right now. There's going to be an extra $1,000 thrown into this hour of donations if we hit that goal of 14 gifts, seven of which need to be sustaining members, and either a leadership or a business member. And we got some gifts coming in, Deacon. What do we got
going
here? Yes,
we do. Well, we have three gifts so far.
Okay.
And one of those is a sustaining member. So that's
awesome.
We're moving in the right direction.
Well on our way. Just the first quarter of the hour. Still three quarters of the hour to go. Lots of time to make your phone call. But don't wait. 614-459 or go online. St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. St. Gabriel Radio.com. And we're going to go now to our clip, because this is part of the things we do is we give you guys clips to listen to so you can be reminded of the awesome program. And this clip is going to come from Jeff Cavins, who was one of our awesome speakers at the Catholic Women's Conference this year. I got to cover that on radio. And he's talking about endurance. So let's give a listen.
Because the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Rabbi of all rabbis, your husband, the bridegroom, has chosen you just the way you are. You can stand in front of the mirror and just say, you are chosen by Jesus. You are chosen and loved by him because he believes that you can become like him, but you cannot become like him without him. And that's why when we try to endure out there in the world, we can't do it in our own strength. We need the strength of Jesus, but that will never come unless we enter into this discipleship relationship with him, where not only are we husband, wife, bride, bridegroom, and familial relationship, family, but he's my rabbi, he's my teacher, he's the one I want to become like. Lech Acharai. Now the second thing a rabbi would say to the students is this, and you can read it in Matthew chapter 11, 28 and 29, where Jesus says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And then he says in verse 29, something that every rabbi said to incoming disciples, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Every rabbi said that to the young person, take my yoke upon you. Now, before you write down on your paper real quick, no, this has nothing to do with eggs. Nothing. Because I saw a few of you writing at that point. Stop that lady right over there. It has nothing to do with the oxen yoke, even though that makes a nice homily, sermon, teaching. What does it mean, take my yoke? I'll tell you what it means. When a rabbi says this in the first century, it means take my worldview upon you. See people the way I see people. Hear the news the way I hear the news. See the orphan, the widow. See social justice. See marriage, sexuality. See heaven, hell, purgatory. See it the way I see it. See it through my eyes. And so when we say yes to Jesus, that we will follow him, he offers the invitation, Lech Acharai, and we say yes, it means, Jesus, I'm going to take your world view upon myself, and I'm going to live this way. I'm going to be with you from now on. I'm going to listen to you, and there's two things I need to know, Lord. And these are outlined in the Catechism in paragraph 236. In paragraph 236, it says there are two things that you need to know. Number one is you need to know the theology. I'll explain that. We'll break it down. And number two, you need to know the economy of God. And paragraph 236 explains the both, and it says to know the theology is to know the mystery of the Trinity. Let's break it down more. It's for you, ladies, to know the heart of your Father. It's for you to know the heart of your Heavenly Father. And you need to know the economy of God, and that doesn't have a lot to do with money, but back then it had to do with your Father's plan for your life. And so when we enter into this relationship with Jesus and we sit at his feet, it means we want to know his heart, and we want to know his plan. And if we know his heart and we know his plan, we're more apt to step out of the boat. We're more apt to endure one day more. Because we have direction in our life. That's what comes from being a modern day disciple. That's what comes from being a chosen woman who is in a relationship with Jesus. This is a real relationship. This goes from the page to the pavement. It's a love relationship where every day you meet with him and you sit and you listen for his heart and his plan. And you, the goal is you want to know his voice. The most valuable thing in my life is to know the voice of Jesus.
And that was the voice of biblical scholar Jeff Cavins. As I said, he was one of the speakers for this year's Columbus Catholic Women's Conference here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Deacon Chris Campbell from Immaculate Conception and the principal of Bishop Watterson High School. And we're in the midst of our biannual Spirit Drive here, Spring Spirit Drive. The second day, it's a 3.5 day event where twice a year we come to you and we ask for your support. And we're getting that support and we're getting closer to our goal, Deacon. It looks like our goal for this hour, 14 gifts, 7 of which need to be sustaining members. And if we get that plus either a leadership gift for $1,000 or more or a new business member, $50 a month or more, we're going to get that extra $1,000. So we definitely want people to call. Give them that number, Deacon Campbell.
It is 614-459-4820.
And we're getting there. I see that we've got 6 gifts so far out of the 14. So we're just about halfway there.
Right.
And that's great. That's a great start to the hour. But please don't stop those phones. We've got a lot of people here ready to take your call at 614-459-4820. And as I was listening to that clip by Jeff Cavins, you know, that part where he talks about the expression, take my yoke upon you, means to take my worldview upon you. I had never heard it like that before.
I had never actually heard that either, and I've studied a lot of theology, so I loved to hear that. You know, when he was talking about that and really kind of getting to know and taking on the heart of Jesus, and that's really what we're all about, and that's what we're called to do is really to know Jesus. You know, last night, a bunch of our students had just come back from a Kairos retreat, and of course, they're on fire for everything. They love everything when they come back from a Kairos retreat because it's 4 days of being with each other and learning about the Lord and getting to know each other so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, as I was telling them last night when they were talking about it, and I was telling them, you know, we want you to take that mountaintop experience, that Kairos experience, that retreat experience, that high that you're coming back on and bringing that forward into your life every day. And so many of these students, you know, and these are juniors and seniors, mostly seniors, who they can get an A in their theology class but don't really have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Something like a Kairos retreat starts to kindle that and starts to ignite that flame in them so that they really get to know Jesus Christ. And that's what we're all about.
Oh, my gosh. So. Yeah, you know, when Jeff was saying about, you know, the challenge I found to sit every day with the Lord, listen to his plan, his voice. And, you know, I think about Catholic Radio and I think that is where we can sit at the feet of the Lord and hear his voice. Because you said, like what I must say 100 times when I'm out on the speaking circuit about the need for that personal relationship
right.
with Jesus Christ. And I always say that our Protestant brothers and sisters do that so much better.
They know.
They get handed a Bible when they're 8 years old. They start reading about Jesus. They start praying to him. And it starts at a young age with them. And I know a lot of Catholics, their experience, it isn't that deep and personal, you know, if ever, or for a long time. And I think one of the ways we can formulate that deep personal relationship with Jesus is to get to know him. And that's why we're here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, to learn the teachings on him, whether it's the Mass, the scriptures, the devotions, theology topics that are broken down by these great apologetics people and taught to us. So much we can learn here, so much that we can take the world, this worldview, you know, this culture that's trying to give us this worldview. I'm so sick of the world's view. But Jesus has a radically different worldview, and we get to hear that, and you get to hear that, and you can support that worldview of Jesus Christ and his church by calling 614-459-4820. But I'm going to stop blathering on because my angel, Lori Hamami, did I do it better?
Hamami.
I'm going to do it like Italian. Hamami.
Yeah,
it's not really Italian,
gotta
is it?
Got to move your arms. No, it's not. It's
no.
Syrian.
Okay, but I'm going to pretend it's Italian. It would be easier for Ficicelli to say, Hamami.
That sounds perfect to me.
All right, what good news do you have, Lori?
Wow, you guys are going to love this. Well, first, I'm going to thank our sustaining members, Larry and Celeste from St. Elizabeth.
Woo!
Stephen and Renee from St. Agatha.
Nice.
Mike from St. Paul the Apostle in Westerville.
Wow.
Joe and June from Our Lady of Miraculous Metal, Columbus. Richard and Regina from St. Catherine and Cheryl from St. Elizabeth Ann.
Wow.
And the
awesome.
Phones are ringing, and we have a call from Christy. She goes to St. Mary's in Marion, and she donated a generous gift. So thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you, Christy.
Woo-hoo! We got a call from Father Kevin Lutz.
Oh, I love Father. He's going to be in with me tomorrow.
That's awesome. So he's doing this in honor of Father Stosh. He heard his talk at the men's conference, and I quote, he said it was A+.
Oh,
there you go.
That's good compliments coming for Father Lutz. Nice.
Thank you to Judy from St. Patrick's. She's doing this donation in honor of her 5 children, Susan, Deanna, Joan, Tom, and Mike.
Right.
So thank you so much, and God bless them. And we have someone who went on stgabrielradio.com to donate. Stephen from Westerville. He's a bronze sustaining member, so thank you so much.
All right. Well, that is getting us closer to our goal. Our total gift so far for the hour is 9. We're looking for a total of 14. We do need those 7 sustaining members. And if we get that leadership gift or a new business member this hour, we will get that extra $1,000 gift. Right. So let's make that goal. Let's not let that $1,000 go, because it won't be applied if we don't hit that goal. So very important, 614-459-4820, or you can go online, stgabrielradio.com. I have another guest with us in the studio. His name is Greg France. He's from Our Lady of Peace. And I'm reading this little bio about you, and you just about do everything, don't you?
Good morning.
Where do we start with you? Where do we start with you? When and how did you start listening to Catholic radio, and what's it been doing in your life?
I love Catholic radio. We've been listening, my wife and I and family, for probably 10 years or more. When it went back to the old 1270 station, then came through the timeline of 1580 and now 820.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, and the signal's better. The sound is clearer
much
now.
Better.
Yes. It's wonderful now. So thank you to everyone who's donated.
Yeah. And so how has Catholic radio impacted you, shaped you, formed you into this active person that I'm seeing on this card in front of me?
Well, I think it started at, you know, teaching us and just informing us of what's going on in our community, in our faith, really. It's awesome. It's a good teacher. It gives us the freedom to choose to meet wonderful people and just use it in our ministries and in our church and in our families, etc.
I see this here that your car broke down. Is that how you got
my radio broke down?
Oh, your car radio broke.
Yeah, so I that's where I first discovered EWTN and started listening to podcasts, because I could download those onto a, you know, my little device.
Oh.
Then I discovered we had, you know, a radio station in town, which I could never listen to because it's hard to listen to it when you don't have a good signal.
Ah, and you know, you raise a good point with that, because, you know, you can listen to Catholic radio, you know, live in your car, turn it on, what's airing. But there are also the podcasts that are available through EWTN. And for St. Gabriel, we have all our local shows archived. So yes, you can go back and you can download things and you can listen to them on demand, which is really how a lot of our, especially our younger generations coming up, are listening to things on demand. So you can fill your day with good, solid Catholic teaching. And you're a Knight of Columbus.
Yes.
You teach NFP.
Yes.
Awesome. Love NFP. Catholic Medical Association. So what would you say, Greg, to those who are listening today, you know, our family of listeners, what would you say to encourage them to get on board, maybe if they've never donated to AM 820? Why should they even bother today?
It's such a gift to us to understand our faith and understand the people in our community that need assistance in whatever way. Maybe they just need, you know, someone to hear on the radio. And we started off as just a, you know, one-time gifts. Mm-hmm. For a number of years, and then we quickly became sustaining members, and it's just a great way to pay back and to give it to other people.
So let's do a special invite, a special shout out to, are you Our Lady of Perpetual Help, or no, Our Peace. Lady Peace, mm-hmm. Our Lady Peace. So give a special shout out, invitation to those, and maybe to your fellow knights, to call right now, 614-459-4820.
Well, I would encourage everyone to call, especially all of our friends at Our Lady of Peace, all of my friends in the Catholic Medical Association. We have a local guild, the John Paul II Guild. We have lots of doctors, pharmacists, lawyers. We have all sorts of nurses in our guild. So I would call out to them to call in and donate and say hello to us. Definitely the Knights, all the people in the diocese that are teaching NFP teachers with
us.
And there's so many of them. They do a great job.
Yeah. Where you even find out about things like natural family planning is on AM 820. You know, you're not finding that on the mainstream news. I've heard people, I think it was the Abundant Women of Grace with Johnette Bankovic. And, you know, some woman's calling and saying, why didn't I ever hear of this stuff? You know, she didn't know there were any other things, like, except for the pill. And she was on the pill and she was so sick and she's having all these symptoms. It's like, no one ever told me about natural family planning until I turned on Catholic radio.
Well, so we're here. That's why we teach. We speak at the marriage retreats that they hold monthly.
Mm-hmm.
And we just give a little medical perspective of NFP and what it does for your marriage relationship and for your physical health.
But, you know, Greg, the reason we bring in our local testimonials is I like our listeners to hear true listeners of AMA 20 and how radio has shaped them and how their lives are impacted and how they're really being truly missionary, because they're hearing the word and then they're acting on it. And it's beautiful. And I think people like you can be far more, you know, persuasive than someone like me who's on the mic, on the radio. And because, you know, you're all of us, and you're out there, and we're seeing the difference in people's lives. And that's why we have testimonials like you coming in. And we appreciate you taking the time today and out of your busy day and coming down supporting. And we hope you'll hang out. And we hope you who are listening will come by. And we're right at Henderson and 315. Come in. There's snacks. There's people calling on the phone, answering the phones. It's just a beautiful place. We've been renovated, redecorated. So do come in. Greg France, thank you from Our Lady of Peace for being with us today.
Thank you. God bless you.
Keep listening. And this is Elizabeth Ficicelli. I'm joined by Deacon Chris Campbell. We're going to be coming up to a break. The number again, 614-459-4820. We want to hit our goal, 14, and we're going to get that $1,000. So call right now.
And now, news and information on AM 820. St. Coleman of Cloyne Church, 219 South North Street in Washington Courthouse, will hold solemn vespers for the fourth Sunday in Lent, Lectare Sunday, at 3 p.m. This service, held on one of the two Rose Sundays of the church year, has become a worship and musical tradition at St. Coleman. The psalms and canticles are sung to various forms of chant, both plain chant and Anglican. The next Catholic Men's Luncheon Club will feature a talk by John Bradford, founder of Wilderness Outreach. The luncheon is sponsored by the Catholic Layman's Retreat League. Plan on attending Friday, April 7th at St. Patrick Church in downtown Columbus, 280 North Grant Avenue. Holy Mass begins at 11:45, followed by the lunch and John's talk until about 1 p.m. No reservations are necessary. $10 covers the lunch and the meeting. For more information, visit the website catholicmensministry.com. You can find St. Gabriel Radio on YouTube, on Facebook, and online at www.stgabrielradio.com.
Veritas Tileworks, specializing in custom home interiors, remodeling, kitchens, and bathrooms. Veritas Tileworks in Lancaster. Call 614-554-2612.
At Raisin Rack Natural Food Market in Westerville, we believe in values. Our values run deeper than excellent savings each month on hundreds of quality organic and environmentally friendly products. We care about your health. Raisin Rack is committed to providing the highest level of service, and we show that commitment with a loyalty program that rewards faithful shoppers. Experience what a healthier grocery store has to offer. Raisin Rack, Natural Food Market in Westerville. Healthy values, service, and selection.
Hi, this is Mary Voss, one of the founders of Christian Bling. If you love having conversations about faith with your friends, consider making this your own home-based business. Christian Bling can help you as you share about our exclusively faith-inspired jewelry, our rosaries, and our sterling silver medals. Get started right away as a consultant, and you'll be just in time for the spring sacrament season. You'll receive your own Christian Bling website, making it easy to promote meaningful gifts for everyone, every age, and every occasion. Tell me how I can reach you at recruitment.ctbling.com.
Dr. Lewis and Integrative Pediatrics of Ohio is now Sancta Familia Center for Integrative Medicine and has moved to 5925 Cleveland Avenue, Suite A. Online at sanctafamiliacenter.com.
Hello, friends. This is Janet Benkovic. In the 29 years I have been hosting Catholic Radio, I have seen the marvelous ways God has used our program to heal hearts, change lives, and save souls. What a grace and privilege it has been to experience the expansion of Catholic Radio into an ever-broadening field of evangelization. I believe God has raised up Catholic Radio to be a source of inspiration, hope, and encouragement as we face the increasing challenges presented by our contemporary culture. It is indeed a conduit of grace coming into our world today, and maybe you have experienced that grace in your own life. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on the air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Women of Grace every day. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic Radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
It's a good day. Good day to be alive. Everyone sing now. So let's do more than just survive.
And we are back. It is the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, your host for this hour. The number again to make that donation, 614-459-4820, or you can go online at stgabrielradio.com. I'm joined by Deacon Chris Campbell. He serves over at Immaculate Conception and also is the principal of Bishop Watterson High School. You know, Deacon, I love our deacons. I've hosted many of them on the program answering the call. I love their stories. I love their service. They are men of great faith. They come and they just give of themselves. They're already giving of their families, but they're giving of themselves to the church as well. So can you say a word to your brother deacons out there?
Absolutely. Well, you know, I'd really like to encourage my brother deacons to donate and become either a one-time gift or certainly a sustaining member. Maybe even some of you might want to look at that leadership gift to St. Gabriel. And I know I'm really encouraging Deacon Jeffrey Fortkamp to donate to St. Gabriel today.
Little Catholic guilt. The inside story of that is Deacon Campbell is substituting for Deacon Fortkamp, who had a work commitment, so he last minute. So we so appreciate Deacon Campbell for coming in for that. But yeah, that was just a little Catholic guilt right there.
And I'd also like to encourage those parents at Bishop Watterson. You know, Greg France, who you just heard a few minutes ago talking, his daughter Anna's a senior at Bishop Watterson, And so I encourage the parents of Bishop Watterson to donate to St. Gabriel as well.
And you can do that by calling 614-459-4820 or go online, stgabrielradio.com. So, yeah, so we want to hear from deacons. We want to hear from parents over at Bishop Watterson High School. We want to hear from you. And now we want to hear from our angel, Lori Hamami.
Perfect.
And she's our intern here at St. Gabriel. And she's just, I have to tell you, she's got these feathery wings on and a feathery halo on. I mean, she is all in. And what good news do you have to share with us, Lori?
Well, I would like to start with mentioning some gifts that you can receive by making a generous donation at 614-459-4820. If you make a $20 or more gift, it's a sustaining membership, and you'll get a pocket-sized book called The Imitation of Mary. It's great. You can carry it around and have some good word with you throughout your day. A gift in any amount, you'll get a prayer card, St. Catherine of Siena or St. Teresa of Jesus. And I just want to mention that a dollar sponsors a whole minute of the Good Word of Jesus on air. And anyone who calls during the drive is entered to win an Our Lady of Fatima statue. And I've got to tell you guys, when I saw this statue, my jaw just dropped.
It's beautiful,
isn't
it? It's
beautiful.
And how do you win that statue?
Just call in. Anyone who calls in during the drive.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. And you got to call in by calling 614-459-4820. Okay.
And we did have some calls during this hour. We have Chris and Tom from St. Pius, and they love Father John Ricardo, and I got to say, who doesn't?
<That's right. laughs>
I know Chris and Tom. That's my parish. Woo! Chris and Tom! Way to go!
We got a call from John, and it's honor of the poor souls in purgatory, so let's send a prayer out for them as well.
Great
cause. We got a call from Anne in Dublin. Thank you so much, Anne. And we got a call from Brett, who is a bronze sustaining member. So,
oh, yeah. Great.
Someone ring that bell. And thank you to Mary and Powell for your generous donation. And she wants to say hello to Jody White, who was here last hour with us.
And Jody did a great job the last couple hours. Real high energy. She's awesome. So thank you very much, Lori, for that update. And that's the way we want to do it. We are well on our way to our goal. But remember, let me tell you about this goal again. We're trying to hit 14 gifts. We're halfway there, a little over halfway there. We need 7 new sustaining members. We have 3 so far out of 7 deacons. So that's good. We're well on our way. And you know, the thing I got to say about the sustaining members is, you know, that's this $20 a month. You set yourself up on that and you can forget about it. You know, it's not like you have to write this check every month. They can come out of your account. It's just, you know, one and done. And it's just that ongoing source of revenue that is so important for the operational costs of the station. Because, you know, we love doing what we're doing. We love bringing the word of Jesus, but things do cost money. I mean, it's
Absolutely.
Just the way it is. And so this is how you can support that. The leadership gift is a gift of $1,000 or more. And God has blessed many of us with some extra money like that, that we can afford that. And $1,000 can go so far, do so much good work here. And a business member, and I was thinking, Deacon Campbell, when you were inviting your brother deacons to join, many, many deacons are employed, you know, workers out there. Some of them are retired, but there's a lot of them that have jobs.
Right.
And so you can be a business member at $50 a month. You get that $100 a mention. So it's very affordable. We have a lot of our business members that say people come into their places of business and say, I came in because I listened to Catholic radio. I heard you advertise there. So a great way to support the station and, you know, support your business too, which God has provided. So
right.
It's all good.
That's right.
It's all good. So, Deacon Campbell, can you tell us, before we go to our next clip, just any way that you see Catholic radio maybe impacting your work as a deacon at Immaculate Conception?
I'm amazed at how many people, especially when I'm at Immaculate Conception, how many people tell me about things that they heard on Catholic radio, whatever it may be, and how it has impacted their life and really life-changing for so many people. And they'll hear something and it'll spark an interest, and the next thing you know, they're asking, what can I read more about this? And you know, so it is truly an evangelization tool, and it's one of the best evangelization tools we have out there.
I think so too. I mean, we're seeing that. You know, I remember when Mother Angelica from EWTN, you know, she first did the television thing, and when she announced radio, I think people were like, "What? Radio?" But I think this is really where the evangelization is taking place.
I agree.
It's a timely medium. You know, it's live, it's with you, it's in your car, it's on your device. And it is just that one-on-one personal communication where you're just getting catechized. And we are seeing fallen away Catholics come back. We're seeing non-Catholics come back to or come into the church. So, yeah, it's doing great work. We hear that over and over and over. So, and, you know, so many great shows on this station. And we're going to give you a clip. Before we do, let me give that number one more time, 614-459-4820. It is the Spring Spirit Drive. I'm Elizabeth Vicicelli. We're Deacon Chris Campbell. And we're here to ask you to help us reach that goal of 14 gifts this hour. So we need those phones to be ringing. And while you're calling, we're going to listen to a radio clip by Father John Ricardo. It comes from Christ is the Answer. So let's give a listen. He's talking about
Where
saints.
Where are we when we walk into Mass? Do you ever ask yourself that when you walk into church? Where am I? When you cross the threshold, not so much of the door of the church, but more when you cross the threshold and enter into the church proper, huh? When you cross and you enter into the body, huh? And the sanctuary becomes visible, where are you? Particularly once the Mass starts, where are you when Mass has begun? You're in heaven. That's where you are. There's only one Mass. It happens in heaven. And when we come to church, when we begin the celebration of the Mass, one of the images that I have is there's a play going on in heaven, and we get to walk onto the stage, and we get to interact. We get to join with all the angels and the saints. And it could be me and Jen, 6:30, Wednesday morning, saying Mass, two candles lit, and no one else. That's all you can see, but we're in heaven. And even though I can't see the rest of the church, the whole church is present. This is what we teach and what we believe, that the whole church is present. And we get to walk onto the stage, and then at a certain point we have to leave, but we leave with a commissioning. There's two things that immediately strike me as being important about this. First of all, for those of us who've lost loved ones, I'll never forget my first pastor when I was ordained saying something that I think is so true. You will never get closer to the ones who you love who have died than when you come to church because of the fact that there is only one Mass. So when we go to Mass, the whole church is there, including those I love who've died. And the Eucharist becomes, if you will, something like a two-way mirror. And it's held up above the altar in the hands of the priest. And I see, you see, what looks like bread. It's not bread, but it looks like bread. They're on the other side of that, and they see the Lord. And somehow our glance meets in him. So while it's a great thing, you know, to go to cemeteries and mausoleums and to visit those, you know, whose remains are buried in different places, great thing to do. We all do it. But I can't ever get any closer to them than when I go to church because they're there. It's a thin veil that separates us from the communion of saints all the time, but it's particularly thin in church. They're right there, which brings great comfort to me. I talk to one of my best friends who died, a priest, all the time. Sometimes I put his holy card on the altar. I just look at him. I go, I know you're doing or you're engaged in what I long to do, to be home finally. But that's what's happening. So be comforted by that, first of all. that those you love are there. I said this to a friend of mine who's a Protestant minister. We were talking one time, his dad had died, and I asked him, I said, do you ever talk to your dad? And he says, no. I think about him a lot, but I don't ever talk to him. And then I shared how we live as Catholics, this whole reality of the communion of saints, that they're not dead, they're alive. They're more alive than we are. They're home. Because of that, I can talk to them. And I walked through how I interact with some different people in my life who've passed away, and he started to cry. And he looked at me and goes, that would be amazing. I would love to be able to do that. But we can do that all the time because of the communion of saints, but we do it in a particular way when we come to church. So it's a reunion. We're home. We can't stay, but we're home. We get a glimpse. The other thing that I find helpful about that is, speaking for myself, I continually need people to inspire me. Life gets challenging. I get tempted to be frustrated. I get tempted to quit. I get tempted to discouragement all the time. And so the example of those who have persevered, who've hung in, who have fought the good fight, who've overcome great obstacles is very inspiring to me. The real heroes, the real celebrities are the saints. Those are the real heroes. They're the only ones worth imitating. And when we come to church, we're surrounded by them. Hebrews 11 talks about this great cloud of witnesses that surrounds us. The image that I've often had there is, you know, the way the author of the Hebrews talks about it is as if you and I are engaged in an athletic event. We're on the field, and the stands are packed with the saints who once were on the field, but they've retired. Although they haven't retired, now they're actually really living, huh? There's some changes or some transitions and all this, but they're there, and they root us on. I mean, if you've ever engaged in athletic events, you know, it's a lot easier to excel when people are cheering than when you're alone. I used to run all the time, and I can remember being in one race in particular in Rome, and you know, you're running through all these monuments, and you started at the Arch of Constantine, you run around the Colosseum. I mean, talk about a great race. I mean, you're looking at all these things. The streets are just packed with people, you know? And if you love to compete, and I love to compete in pretty much everything, it just calls you on. Well, that's a game. This is life. And so when we come into church, we're surrounded by the heroes who are just calling us on. It's like, hang in. Don't quit. You can do this. We're just like you. So turn to the one who we turn to, who's here right now, and persevere. I don't care what you did this morning. I don't care what you did last night. I don't care what you did last week. It doesn't matter. You got now. So be great now. So when we come to church, that's what's happening. We're surrounded by this cloud of witnesses. You know, upstairs in the church, we have all these pillars that go around the church. Does anybody know why? It's not to hold the roof up. That helps, but it's not why they're there. They're there to be a symbol of the apostles upon whom the church is built by the Lord, huh? They're there to remind us of the fact that we're not doing this alone. We're not on our own. We got great help. We got the help that is the communion of saints.
And that was the voice, of course, of the amazing Father John Ricardo from Christ is the Answer. It's a morning drive time show that you can catch here on AM 820 Mondays through Fridays from 8 to 9 each morning. He is an incredible priest. He was gracious enough to be on the program answering the call. I got to meet him up in Michigan, and he is so humble, and he's just right on, and he inspires people, and he's obviously inspiring you because we are now so close to our hourly goal. I can taste it. We've got 12 calls in, 12 gifts rather, out of our 14 that we're looking for. We have 6 sustaining members out of the 7 that we're looking for. So now we just need another sustaining member. We need that one, either a leadership gift for $1,000 or more, or the business member for $50 a month or more for those 100 mentions. And we will get a bonus $1,000 if we hit that goal. So we're so close. And we got great news because Lori is back and she's got some more announcements.
You know, my boyfriend always says that I'm an angel, and I guess today I am.
Aw, that's sweet.
A messy one at that. I'm shedding feathers.
She's molting.
Okay, so I want to say a big thank you to Donna from Our Lady of Peace for her generous donation. Thank you so much, Donna.
All right. So she might have been inspired by Greg France just a little while ago.
And get this. Teresa is making a donation in honor of all the teachers at Bishop Watterson High School.
All right. Let's go. Woo.
And thank you for your platinum sustaining membership.
Woo!
And thank you so much, Steve, for your generosity from St. Pius. He actually wants to say hello to you, Elizabeth.
I know Steve, too. I love my St. Pius parishioners. Woohoo!
And thank you for your already sustaining membership, Steve. That is all I have for right now, but I will float back in here in just a little bit.
All right. She's going to flutter off to get some more good news from the phone answerers, and they are being kept busy by your calls. It's 614-459-4820, or you can make that donation online. If you got a computer in front of you, just go stgabrielradio.com and click in the $1 million donation you'd wish to make this hour, and that will more than... you see where I'm going with that one. Because, you know, we're so close to reaching that goal, and that would really help in the whole 3.5 days if we had $1 million right now. But you know what? Let's put it out there, because you never know who's listening. So I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli, joined by Deacon Chris Campbell. We were just listening to a great clip, Deacon, from Father John Ricardo. And, you know, he was talking so much about our loved ones, and which is a great, by the way, donation, you know, in honor of
Absolutely.
Donation of your deceased loved one. Make a donation. We will announce that on air. And what a great way to memorialize your loved one and to have their life keep giving,
yes.
you know, through your generosity. But yeah, I just love that example he was talking about where at Mass, at consecration, us being so close to our deceased loved ones and gazing upon the Lord, you know, from kind of two different vantage points. And I just shared that with a woman at my church who lost a husband this past year or so, and she was very touched by it.
Yeah, I do a lot of, obviously involved with a lot of funerals and those type of things. And the whole idea of the communion of saints, that notion that we are joined with those people who are in heaven, who've gone before us, marked with the sign of faith. And what a great image that Father Ricardo put out there with that, both of us staring at that Eucharist and our Lord. He does a great job with it. He does a great job with everything, but he does a great job with his imagery on things and just gets you really seeing things from a different perspective. And that image of being at Mass with your loved one, those people that you love, how great is that?
I know. It's a great image. And I love the image also. I've heard this before where he was talking about, you know, the sports field. I think this is something we can all relate to in our modern
right.
culture. We love sports and that idea that we're on the playing field, you know, going through life on our journey, that day to day fighting and, you know, struggling in our own lives. But we're not alone because this great cloud of witnesses, they're all sitting in the stadium and cheering us on. All those saints and souls have gone before us. And so we're not alone on this journey. And we have those saints, those deceased ones that are with the Lord and just encouraging us.
Yeah, when he was saying that, I immediately thought of my father, who's passed away, but used to cheer me on in sports. Sometimes he'd criticize me too, but he cheered me on when I was in sports all those years. And to think of him now, that image of him kind of being in the stands, still cheering me on through life, that was... you know, I was really moved by that when I just heard Father Ricardo say that.
You know, and I think about all the holy men, women, and children who have gone before us to form this church and bring this church. They shed their blood, some of them literally, did so many really hard things to preserve this faith so we have it today. So in a lot of ways, we have it a lot easier, but we want to hand this faith on to future generations.
Right.
And one of the ways we can do that is by supporting Catholic Radio, because this is where people can find the truth of Jesus Christ. This is where they can find those answers that the world is not giving them. You know, the world has so many empty promises and lies
right.
and teaching you it's all about you, yourself, yourself, yourself. And that's why we got a whole population of miserable people. And, you know, so I love that about Catholic Radio. It is edifying, it's uplifting, it's inspirational, and it is life-changing. It's one of those things that's actually life-changing for the better. So, and speaking of changing things for the better, we want to get that number to 14 gifts this hour. We're at 12, so we're two gifts away from hitting that goal. And remember, if we get one more sustaining member and we get that leadership gift or that business member, you know, we're just two phone calls away here from getting $1,000 bonus. Someone has stepped up yesterday to say, I want to throw in $1,000 for the Thursday 10 a.m. hour. And that's the hour we're in. We have about 6 minutes left to that hour. I would hate to see, Deacon, that $1,000
right.
not be donated.
That's right.
All right, Lori, what you got for us?
I love hearing that music play.
She's going to put it on her iPod when she gets
yeah.
home.
alarm clock, maybe.
Yeah, there
All
you
right.
go.
Thank you to Dan and Karen. They're doing this in honor of you, Deacon Campbell.
Oh, great.
They say, what a blessing he is to our parish and Bishop Watterson.
Yeah.
Great, great message. Thank you to Michelle. She is a business member from HER Realtor. And when you do become a business member, you get a beautiful rosary holder of Mary. And thank you to Michael from Columbus for your generous donation. If you are inspired as I am right now, please call us at 614-459-4820. Thank you so much.
All right, Lori, thank you. And I do see people, you know, on phones with green sheets. Green sheets means, you know, someone is calling and making a donation. But since I don't have it in front of me, I do want you to call 614-459-4820 just to make sure we get that $1,000 bonus. Really, really important. And my computer screen just went to 7 sustaining members. That was a goal. We just went for total gifts, 13 out of 14. Look, wow, we
All
just
right.
got two business members now.
All right.
All right, so this is great. We are one phone call away from making this $1,000 bonus. Can you make that phone call, 614-459-4820? Give your gift, and someone is going to step up and give $1,000 to your gift. So even if your gift is, you know, $25, because that's all I have to my name, your gift is going to be $1,025 by calling 614-459-4820.
Thank you. That is great. One more gift. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. He says from Bishop Watterson High School. Let's go. What is the mascot over there? What are you guys?
We're the Eagles.
The Eagles. Let's hear from the Eagles. Let's call that 614-459-4820.
There we go.
Oh, David just said it was a crow. Hey, we just got
we
it.
We got
oh,
it.
Oh, yes. Okay. But don't stop calling because we have like 3 minutes left to the hour. So we'll take all the extra bonus too because it's
That's
a little
right.
competition between the hosts, you know, how many calls we get per hour. So it's all good, all good. But Deacon, this is awesome. And you know, the last thing I want to ask you real quick before we have to close this hour is just you're working with young people at high school level, a Catholic high school. Are you excited about what young people are coming into the church, into the world?
I am. They are these young people, the world is in good hands. These young people are.
I love to hear that.
We have some great, great young people.
That's awesome. That's good news. Deacon Chris Campbell, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming to us from Bishop Watterson High School, from Immaculate Conception. It's been a great hour. You helped us reach our goal. Look, 15. We
yes,
just surpassed
our
goal. So we love it. Again, 614-459-4820. Go online, stgabrielradio.com. We're going to be back shortly. Tweet, Facebook, email your friends. Tell them to make their pledge. I'll be back in the next hour with Father Ignatius Harrington. And in the meantime, you can listen to this clip. It's from Bishop Campbell from the chair talking on marriage.
Marriage and family life is the very foundation of all human society. Even though that marriage and family life may have been celebrated in different ways, in different cultural identities, in fact, throughout was always the basis of a human society. But of course, within the Christian understanding of marriage and family life, it had been raised by our Lord Jesus Christ to the nature of a sacrament. That is, to the manner in which God wishes to communicate His grace, His relationship and communion to us, and allow us to understand how, in fact, He is a part of us, present to us, calling us to a particular destiny and vocation. So the church, when it speaks of marriage and family life, speaks of an institution that is fundamental to its identity and to the identity of society. It is both a natural and a supernatural reality. It is both a natural bond between man and woman and also a sacramental bond between a man and a woman in Jesus Christ. It also is rooted in the very creative nature of God from the beginning, in which He created the human person. Male and female, we are told, He created them in His own likeness and image. And therefore, from the very beginning, this relationship of male and female, husband and wife, man and woman, became the basis of human society and the privileged place where, in fact, children could be reared properly and educated to their understanding of their own personality and their own destiny within God's creation. There are some who believe that that scene in those verses in the book of Genesis, in which we are told that God made them in his image and likeness, male and female, called them to that enduring union of marriage, calling them to be open to procreation, to the acceptance of new life, may be the first reflection in the Bible that God himself was a Trinity,